Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Capitan, giving a mug on, dress like a million bucks, bucks, now things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, everybody out there listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together, please.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only. Steve Harvey got a radio show. Yeah, he do. Steve Harvey got a radio show, but like I said the other day, you got something too, though, don't you? God done something wonderful for you. You just got to thank him for it. You know, in the midst of all that's going on in my life and in your life, you know, I always use myself as an example because, that way I guarantee 100% I know what I'm talking about. Here's the situation. You know, with everything that's going on in my life and all the things I'm asking God for, in the midst of a taxing and a very trying situation that's very challenging for me right now, man, God just keeps on surprising me. He keeps doing things. And I want you to look at your life for a second. Let's make two columns here. Let's make a column of all the things you want from God. You know, just do that throughout the course of the day. You know, run down a list of all the things you're asking God for, all the things you're praying for, the things you aspire to, your dreams, your visions, whatever it is. Just make a column, a list of all those things. Let's make three lists. And then the second list, I want you to make a list of everything that you've been asking God for. So I guess that could be a little bit of the same. But this third list, I want you to do a checkoff point. I want you to make a list of everything that God has given you that you've asked him for. Just think about it like that for a second. I may be explaining a little wrong right now, but I'm going to pull it together for you. Make a list of everything you're asking God for. Just list it. You know, it's okay. It's a dream board. You can call it that. I got one. It's a vision board. You know, everybody's got something you hope for. Make a list. Now, I want you to make another list of everything you've asked God for that he's given you already. See, this is a good list because sometimes, and what I've been guilty of, and maybe you too, In my request list on my dream board, I keep focusing so hard sometimes on the what I'm yet to receive. I keep focusing so hard on the what I hope he gives me. I keep focusing so hard on the things that are yet not fulfilled in my life that sometimes as he starts checking off my wish list, the things I've asked for in the past that have come to pass that he's given me, I sometimes, in praying for what I want, forget to thank him for what he's done for me. And I'm currently in the middle of that situation. And this morning when I woke up, I just got on my knees this morning and I quit tripping for a second. I said, man, hey, God, you know what? I really do need all them things I'm asking for. And I really am believing that you're going to give it to me. But in the meantime, though, man, have I overlooked some important details here? I had to really look at what he's done for me. I mean, look, man, take yourself out of it personally and look. Well, you can leave yourself in it however you want to be. Some people can't do that. So just leave yourself in it then. But, man, I started looking at the I part of me, and I started looking around at the what's happening overall. Like, man, he has kept my family together. In spite of the attempts to tear it apart, I look at all of that. I look at how he's blessing my children with the desires of their heart, which I pray for my kids. You know, I want my kids to have a better life than I've had. I really, really do. I don't want them to take as long as it took me to get it together. I really, really don't. I'm trying to say, hey, man, if you go to college, this is what you can be. Don't do like your father did. Don't go 3 years, drop out, throw yourself into a spiral, and then got to start scratch all over again. You know, and for the most part, so far, you know, they're doing quite well of it. You know, they're getting kicked around a little bit, but that's life. I started thinking of the blessings that he's helped me overcome with some of the previous mistakes I've made in relationships in my life. And then I started looking about the things he's blessed me with that I've been asking him for. But since I've moved on from it, I forgot to keep thanking him, because I got to always thank God for a roof over my head. Because guess what? When I was asking for the roof and I didn't really have it, then he gave me one. Now, since he gave it to me, what, I'm just cool now? I can't ever go back to him and go, hey, man, I really do appreciate this roof over my head. Because there was a time when I was living in a car. But see, so every morning I wake up, I got to remember the fact that I have a home now. Because I got to look back and go, man, that was time, Steve, when you didn't have no home. But see, we forget what God has done for us, because in our column, the want column, the need column, we oftentimes forget for the columns and the check marks that he's already fulfilled in our life. You've got to take inventory every now and then, daily if possible. But I know we humans, we're not going to do that. I don't. But you've got to take inventory of your life to say, hey, what has God done for me? Because, man, you're overlooking as he's doing these wonderful things for you, because there's so much on the yet to be fulfilled, I don't have part of your life. You forget that section. And, man, how crazy is that? That of all God has done for me, that I keep wanting so many more things, needing so many more things, hoping so many things come to pass and get fulfilled, I forget to check off the list and take inventory. Today, take inventory of your life. You will find out that God is watching you, that he is really, really watching over you in spite of yourself, in spite of your shortcomings, because we all got them. Please know I do. You know, and remember something else, too. Change is good, but change is challenging. Accept the challenge that it is. Look, a lot of you come up to me all the time and say, Steve, man, thank you, man. Boy, you in the morning, man, I really be needing that. Well, like I done said it 100 times, but I'm going to say it again. Y'all, I be needing it too. You know, you understand, sometimes what God is dealing with me is for me. But now I'm in a sharing position where I can open up, and if I just quit being so about me and become a little bit more transparent, I can, maybe some of me that's happening to me is happening to you, and you could see some of this in me. That's why I use myself as an example, because, man, I'm catching it too. Y'all, I ain't perfect either. So for those of you that come up to me and say that, I want you to understand these talks in the morning, man, this is important for me, because, man, I need these conversations from God. I need God to continue to strengthen me, to show me the way, to help me understand what's happening to me. And see, as we've all, those of you who have made the decision to change, to become a better person, a better woman, a better boy, a better girl, a better man, for those of you who have made the decision to change, change is a challenge. And accept the challenge, because it's going to come. Because right out of that, here come the haters. Here they come. People you don't even know discussing your life and your change. If God see you really, really mean what you say, in spite of what they say about you, God will raise you above the fray. He'll keep promoting you. He'll keep blessing you. He'll keep moving you up. He will use you as a show-off point. He'll show you off, man. He'll make you look good to people, man, who wish you'd fall all day long. And so to all your haters end up just watching you rise, man. They will watch you continue to grow. That's what God will do for you, man. You can fool the world, but you can't fool God. God know your heart. He know your every thought, man. So change is good, but change is a challenge. Accept the challenge. Expect the haters. Expect the unnecessary, but God will strengthen you and get you through it all, man. Y'all doing swell this morning, man. Don't let nobody make you think you are. Keep talking to God, all right?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies, I ain't even worrying about the gentlemen. Y'all here because girls is here. Boys, I'm not worried about you because girls is here. So ladies and girls, those people that count and matter from all parts of the world. Yes. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Yeah. Shirley?
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Carla.
Good morning. Hey, Steve.
What up, Kip?
Morning, Unc.
Fool.
Yeah. Championship team.
Oh. Other fool.
Mm, yeah, yeah.
They got confused.
See. Yeah, we did.
They know to jump in.
We know the answer when you hit fool. We know the answer.
They don't care if it's fool. One or two. They damn be equal me. At this point.
Is it me?
All right, government's back. Super Bowl is coming. What else is going on? Trump says he'll voluntarily talk to Mueller.
He's lying.
That's
so
posturing.
Lying.
That is so much posturing.
He said he'd be more than happy to.
He's not telling the truth.
He did that during an impromptu news conference on his way to Switzerland.
And that's when his lawyers went, let me holler at you for a minute.
Yeah.
What you doing talking?
Yeah, because if you talk to him, it's a thing called perjury,
right.
My brother. So make
well,
sure.
It's
if
perjury.
You lie...
It's right. Perjury if you lie to the under oath. Mm-hmm. Is perjury.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's something uh-huh. else because if you just lie to the FBI,
you cannot lie
point,
to the FBI. You,
it's something
yeah,
else.
Yeah, you can lie to the media
so,
and all of that.
But he's gonna have to talk to them one way or the other because if he doesn't do the just regular interview with the FBI, which is what they would prefer, instead of the grand jury, and then they could subpoena him.
Yeah,
because then
that.
The questioning is limited.
Yeah.
But if you just do the interview, there's no, they can just talk to you a little bit more.
Well,
and they can use tactics.
Yeah.
You know, they can appear to
be
on your side.
They're smart with it. His attorneys, Ty Cobb and them.
That's why you're so bitter.
Because he's been through so much.
He's been through a lot, man.
I ain't going nowhere.
That's the FBI. They ain't going nowhere. They're waiting on him. Yeah.
Wow. He set it up good, though.
Yeah. You know, he just keeps running his mouth
and
getting himself in trouble. And he doesn't know it. And no one can tell him to shut up and stop tweeting.
I think he likes to baffle them with his brilliance. Yeah. I think,
no,
you
he's
know.
Easy to eager to egg on. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
I think what it is you're dealing with a guy that's never been in politics and been rich.
Yeah.
All of his friends, he only deals with people in a certain circle. When you're around like-minded people, you're not really wrong. These racial comments he's making is simply because he's racially insensitive. Because in his circle of friends, they say this all the time.
They've been doing it.
And it's the norm. But when you hear it outside the circle, whoa, what did you say?
It's strong.
It's just saying what's coming natural to him. And like, you know, it's just... It alarms you because you're going, wow, man, you didn't think that through? Yes, he thought it through. And it sounded good when he thought it through because it's the norm for him.
He loves the attention. He loves the flattery. He loves that.
Yeah.
All right, coming
and
up.
They're going to flip him up.
Yeah, something funny. Drive-through workers and the stuff they deal with.
What?
Every day.
32 after, we'll talk about it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, J. Anthony Brown. It's time for something funny. Now, you put this together, drive-through workers.
Yeah, I thought it might be cool that we salute different types of workers.
Uh-huh.
I mean, a lot of workers listen to the show cafeteria workers, doctors, beauticians. So today we're going to salute the people who work the drive-thru and okay. the ignorant like stuff mm-hmm. they hear.
Okay.
Every right. day. they hit us every day.
All right. All right.
For okay. instance.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm. No need to cuss, sir. Breakfast is over. Okay? Okay?
All right.
Why y'all not sir? Because it's 2 o'clock, sir. We're not serving breakfast anymore. Junior, you got one?
This is something that a lot of drive-thru workers go through that they have
every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Sir, you're going to have to get that muffler fixed so I can hear you. I can't get this order in if you don't get the muffler fixed. That's every day.
That's a good one.
Every day. Tell me you got one, man.
Sir, I cannot sell you 2 nuggets by themselves. We sell them in 10, 12. Come on now. I can't just get you
6,
two nuggets.
Meals,
I just want to get 2 nuggets and be gone.
I can't do that, man.
Steve, what you got, man?
Sir, did you read your order on the screen?
It's on the screen.
We're dealing with drive-through workers, what they have to hear every single day. Yeah. Come on, Jay.
Miss, you bought 1 large fry. You want 20 ketchups? Really? Seriously?
That's me.
You want 20?
20?
You want...
Just wasting ketchup.
Yeah.
Just wasting ketchup. I tell you what, this is one that I know they deal with. Pull up there, the lady start talking, somebody else talking about, ma'am, look, who's ordering? You or the baby? I can't hear both of y'all. Who is ordering?
I hear that every day. We salute the people here in the drive. What else you got?
Come on, nephew.
Ma'am, I can't give you 30 extra napkins so you can change your baby diaper. I can't do that. I can't do that, man. I can't do that, okay? We can't just give away these napkins like that.
Wow.
You're wrong for that.
Steve, you're up.
We McDonald's. We don't make Whoppers.
Now, that has happened to everyone.
I know that has happened.
Everyone, yes.
Here's one. I don't know why they stopped the McRib. They just stopped it, okay?
An argument. Yeah. Full-out argument
it's not a
about
debate.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. We're not selling it anymore.
It's,
not,
it's limited time it's only.
That's what it means.
Yeah. Sir. Sir, why you ain't come in if your window don't work? Why you ain't just come in here?
I like it.
I can't get this food to you. How come you just didn't come in?
If you can't get the window down.
If you can't get the window down.
How am I going to get the
drive-thru workers, we feel your pain. We're dealing with what you go through every day.
Sir, ma'am, listen, we can't. This is not where you come to book Ronald McDonald to come to your baby's birthday party. This ain't the window for that. He not here right now.
They want to speak to Ronald McDonald. Steve, what you got?
Ma'am, I know Chick-fil-A sandwiches is better, but this hour.
Every day, though, they have
Every
to hear this.
Every day. Look. I know you got a complaint, but you can't speak to the colonel because the colonel is never here.
Yeah.
He's never been here, okay?
Stop asking for him.
You see him on TV, those commercials.
Yeah, I know you see him on TV, but he's not here.
Baby, this might just be only in my neighborhood, but I know it's a drive to work in an old neighborhood that's saying, look here, Larry worked from 12 midnight to 6. You got to get your drugs then.
For real, Junior. Drive-thru workers.
Drive-thru workers, we feel your pain.
Hello.
It's worse than we thought, drive-thru workers.
Hello, ma'am. Can you wake up? Your order is here. Ma'am. We got 10 people behind you.
Then fell asleep in the drive-thru. Yeah.
Steve, you have to order something if you're going to have all these kids in here on this playground.
Oh, she just brought the kids. Like it's a park.
Oh,
all these kids just at the playground.
Miss, you're going to have to buy something.
Ice tea or something.
We're just in here at this playground.
This is not a nursery, miss. Come on now. Work with us here.
Who drive the workers go through it, don't they?
Yeah, they hear
it. Man, who?
Out of them, like, we don't have anymore. That's what I mean when I say we're out of them.
Yeah.
That's what out means.
Yeah, that's what I mean is when I say we're out of them, that means we don't have any more. What do you mean you out of them? Out of them mean like we ain't got no more.
I don't know another way to say it.
I don't know another way to say that.
Oh, I'm going to really respect that the next time I go through a drive-thru. I really am.
Keisha. Mm-hmm. Keisha, look, I'm at work. You can't drop him off at the drive-thru window. I'm at work. Wait till I get off. This is wrong, Keisha.
Keisha dropped the baby off.
At the drive-thru window. This wrong.
You can't
head the baby through the window.
You wrong for that, Keisha.
Say, man, I don't know who you bought weed from last night, but I'm not selling weed here while I'm working. I don't know who you bought it from last night, but I'm not me.
Come on, Steve, close it out. Drive-through workers. Woo, we feel you now. We really do.
One.
Yes.
Come
on. Close it out.
You ready?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. This the damn toy. I don't pack the happy meal.
They'll get what they want.
All right. Yeah, we feel your pain, drive-through workers. Coming up right after this, Nephew Tommy's Run That Prank Back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, J. Anthony Brown and his man on the street. Oh, you're going to talk about the boycott on Netflix? Okay. Ooh. All right. But right now, as promised, it's time for the nephew to run that prank back.
Drug test. About to get a drug test.
Why he singing about it?
I don't know.
Which is followed by, they doing drug tests today?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Here it is. Run that prank back. Come on, Kat. Drug test.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Faye, please.
This is she.
Hello, this is Officer Rogers from the probation department.
Yes, sir.
Listen now, you have been on probation for a little over a year now. Am I right, Faye?
Yes, sir. You're correct.
Now, you're supposed to be serving 2 years probation?
Two.
All right. Now, I'm giving you a call, actually, I'm bringing you a bit of bad news, and I hate to do this, but you came in, Faye, a couple weeks ago and did a drug test, am I right?
Uh-huh, I sure did, I did.
All right, now, Faye, I hate to bring you some bad news, but the actual drug test that you took has come back positive.
Oh, That's a lie. That's a lie.
Wait a minute. Now, you came in a couple weeks ago. You took a drug test. This drug test has actually come in positive. Now, what I want to say to you is this. You're going to have to actually...
No, sir. My test wasn't positive. You got the wrong person.
Hold on a second. I either need you to come in to me, or I don't want to save the embarrassment of having to send a car out to pick you up. Now,
I don't give a damn how much embarrassment you're talking about, sir. I gave you some and my was good.
Ma'am, right now
say
I got
what you
you have a positive drug test. You come up positive, ma'am. Now you're gonna
did
have to
use
actually,
your did they use your did they use mine?
We used the one that you brought us. Now
must have been the wrong one. Couldn't have been.
Ma'am,
I'm sorry, sir, but I wouldn't have gave you no bad urine. It just wasn't me.
Ma'am,
now,
I don't want
to
have
go
a
back to jail. I don't even know why you would call me with this nonsense. I got children. I'm trying to do right. I don't know why you would call me. I wouldn't have gave you no bad. That's not me. You said lie.
Ma'am,
you
actually have to come in and do another 3 months now.
Oh, sir, y'all can come pick me up. I can for you right now. I can in your hand if you want me to.
Ma'am, your urine has come back positive of drugs. Now, I don't know any other way to explain it to you. You've been actually evidently using drugs again.
I'm trying to tell you, I don't use no drugs. I've been clean for a year and some months now. You got the wrong. That's not my. Now,
how do you?
Telling you that.
How do you know it's not yours, ma'am? It's got your name on the lid, everything. You have come back positive.
Well, evidently you put your name on it because that ain't my...
Now, had
my would have came back good. You can't call me and tell me I gave you some bad. Can't call me and tell me that. That's a negative, sir. That's a double negative.
It's not a double negative. It's a double positive. You've actually come back positive. Faye is written here on the actual cup.
Maybe you have more than one Faye.
No. No, we don't have more than one Faye. You're the only Faye. I've actually double-checked that myself. You need to either come in or we got to come out and haul you behind in here.
Well, I need you to come right now because I got the right now. Come right now. Come on.
Are you trying to tell me that if I come and pick you up and take your urine now, your urine is going to come up negative? Is that what you're saying?
I'm telling you that. You're a double positive with that. My urine is going to come up negative.
Ma'am. I don't want to come out, haul you in front of your family, but you're actually going to be coming in, and you're going to do 3 months. That's all I can tell you.
I don't have time for that, sir. You got the wrong Faye Allen, or you got the wrong It's one of the two. Might be both. You got the wrong you got the wrong Faye.
I'm letting you...
No positive I ain't had no positive I'm trying to tell you, I got kids. I ain't had no positive
Listen, ma'am, I'm telling you one more time. You either want to come in or want me to come and get you. Which one?
Let me tell you what I want you to do. I want you to find out who the you have. Because that ain't my Don't call me no and tell me nothing about you got some that is not good. I gave you some good How many times I got to for y'all? Y'all keep picking up people, falsely accusing folks. Y'all had me say some I miss my children. Now I'm hot. I've been giving you good and you still want to with me. I'm tired. I ain't giving you no bad. Don't call me no more with no like that. And where is my probation officer? You say your name is what?
My name is Officer Rogers.
Sir, I don't know Officer Rogers. Like I said, you might be the reason why the came back positive. You might be the reason. I need to speak with Mr. Williams. That's my probation officer. Officer Williams, no, I have clean at all times. Mr. Rogers, you shouldn't be calling me.
I should be calling you because I'm going to have to come down and haul your behind in myself.
Well, you can bring your home. And when you come, you bring Mr. Williams with you. He'll let you know I don't have no positive. You can come to my job.
You know what? There's one more thing that I need to...
Bring your on. Come on right now. Come on.
I got one more thing I need to say to you. Are you listening to me?
What is it, sir?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your sister, Allen.
I know one thing. Y'all play too much. Y'all play too much. You said that
whooping.
I was coming to get Mr. Rogers. She gonna get that whooping.
Say
well,
you
no,
all
right? No positive. Scared the hell out of me. Had me thinking I was doing drugs and didn't know about it. Somebody just jumped up my nose. I'm gonna need y'all not to play with people like that.
Okay, Faye, you all right?
Hell no, I'm nervous as hell.
It's your sister. She put me up to it, baby.
Well, when you ever see her, you see what she looked like. I'm gonna beat the hell out of her.
I got one more question for you, baby. You got to tell me this. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
That is drug test.
Okay. Which is immediately followed by what, Jay?
They doing drug test today.
You're looking to get somebody pranked? Get at the nephew at thomasmiles.com. That's thomasmiles.com. Get at the nephew. I got a button on there. You leave all your information, and I will hit What's you wrong? Back. We can prank your pastor, your uncle, your mama, your grandmama. Yeah.
Wait a minute. What, Steve? What is the problem?
Strange.
He's against thomasmiles.com.
No, I'm not against it at all. I just said it sounds strange to me. You want to get at the nephew.
Yeah.
And then go to Thomas Miles. Just so strange to hear Thomas Miles.
Yeah. That's
is that part of the 2018 change?
Part of the 2018.
Have you started mentoring him yet? Maybe that's
he ain't
the
asked me a damn thing. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, maybe you can mention that in the mentoring meeting.
Yeah.
His branding and website info.
Yeah.
Well, right now we're exactly 25 days in.
Is there a time limit on this mentoring?
No, but you know, that he gonna, if you have not made a decision
to be
about
mentored.
Your career, mm-hmm. In the first 25 days of the year, mm-hmm. you are off to a slow start. Mm-hmm. And I just know that he's not off to a slow start. I think Tommy has made several key decisions already.
I ain't never had a slow start.
I
promise you this, ladies. I told you.
Well, that's good.
I forewarned of this, though. I just try to head it off.
Everything is fine, Uncle Steve. Calm down.
Nothing wasn't fine.
We're going to be just fine. Me and you
I just
be
said
right.
You done made a couple of key decisions, and the mentoring may counter the decision. No. And then we're going to be right back where we are.
In other words, you can't make all these decisions.
Without him.
It won't mentor me.
All right, listen, coming up at the top of the hour, J. Anthony Brown is here with his man on the street. We're going to talk about the Netflix boycott.
Monique's.
Ooh. Y'all been watching TV? Y'all gonna get in trouble. Y'all gonna get in trouble.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, Jay is here, and let me remind you, you hired him. Jay is here with today's Man in the Street. Jay?
Well, I went out to see what the people were talking about, because we got opinions about it, and I just took the mics to the street and see what the people think. You know, what do they think? Would they give up Netflix for Monique?
Uh-oh.
Here it is. Okay. Check it out.
So, question very simple. Would you boycott Netflix for Monique?
No. Yeah, no.
What is yeah, no?
It means hard no.
No, I would not.
No, I don't think I would.
No. Would you boycott Netflix for Monique?
No.
No.
No, but I don't know enough about her to say whether or not she deserves more money or not.
Would you boycott Netflix for Monique?
I would.
No.
I don't know. I will not. No. No.
Thank you. Hey, can I ask you a question for the Steve Harvey Show? Would you boycott Netflix for Monique?
Who's Monique?
No, I would not.
Oh, yeah, of course.
No.
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 Hell to the no. To the no, 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 no.
I'm going to say no.
It's a no from me. It's a no from me.
Oh, hell no.
Really, Jay? Oh, man,
Jay.
Really, Jay?
They were out there. Those people were out there.
Hell no. No.
The ones who said yes, you didn't even ask them why.
Everybody they were out in the street, and one guy just started singing, hell no, to the no.
That's my cut, too.
I love it. Hey. Okay, breathe it, Jay. Okay. Wow. Breathe it, Jay.
All of those people were in the street, Steve.
I believe it, man.
Yeah, the hell no to the no no.
It's a hard one for me. I just wish that there was some type of point of attack. If you're going to ask for a boycott, it has to be, what are we going to do? Are you asking us to cancel the subscriptions, stop watching, walk with a picket sign in front of Netflix? What you did?
Yeah.
So I joined in just to support Monique a bit. Mm-hmm. I made a sign up that said, to hell with Netflix. And I made a picket sign up. And while I was watching Netflix, I just walked back and forth in front of my TV with my picket sign. But I was watching.
So you with her?
Yeah, I boycotted it, but I was just watching.
You were watching it.
I didn't want to stop.
You can't boycott if Netflix ain't on.
I'm with you, too. I'm only watching half of the shows I want to watch, so I don't know what happened.
That's your kind of beginning
boycotting. That's supporting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
your kind. I'm not going to watch the show all the way through. I don't know how I'm at
it. Is the boycott still going on?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Well, the other thing I'm going to do is, like, you watching half the show. Mm-hmm. Like, I got 10 shows I want to watch. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just going to watch 8.
Oh, there you go. Oh. Trying to get involved.
I show them.
You're going to show them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I'm not even watching it like that. I'm watching with just one eye open.
Yeah. So you
see, I'm boycotting. Like, I ain't going to see the whole thing.
You got to do what you got to do.
Oh. Yeah. Out of one eye is all I'm getting it in. Yeah. That's how I'm a boycott.
I'm watching the Spanish shows. That way I have no idea what the hell.
You ain't getting nothing out there.
I ain't getting nothing out there. But I got
but they got captions on them, though.
Not reading it. not reading it. And I just make this announcement. Coming up, there's another song about Monique. Just so you know, then we'd be through with it.
I thought you said
I want
you
y'all.
I did say that.
Can y'all do something
tired.
For me?
I didn't. You did one already?
I did one, yeah. We have it, yeah.
Your mentee
for the murder hit. Yes.
What, did I miss it?
No, I haven't
read it yet. I'm just making a warning because I said I wouldn't, you know, insult your
friends. Oh, so you got two.
Yeah, kind of, maybe, yeah.
When you playing the first one?
When we play the murders a hit.
It's coming up
yeah, in
on,
about 30
on
minutes
your show,
and 34
Steve.
After.
Do you have
yeah.
it?
Yes.
Yeah, I have it. It's done.
Well, let's play it.
Okay.
I want to hear it now.
Right now?
You don't want. You can't right wait now. No more.
Can we play it again later then? Because it's really good.
Well, let me hear it now.
Okay. You say you want to hear it now.
I want to hear it now, and then I'll tell you if you could play it
you
later.
Got it.
Again.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Because you know I'm all about Netflix. Now Netflix, no trouble. I'm all about Netflix. Now Netflix, no trouble. I'm all about Netflix. Now Netflix, no trouble. I'm all about Netflix. Now Netflix, flicks, flicks, flicks.
Yeah, we love you, Mo, and we ain't mad at you, but Netflix is not a mother. What we supposed to do? You up on YouTube trying to make your case.
Seem like every week you're making mean faces.
Netflix ain't being fair. It's time to make them stop. I was right there with you until you said boycott. Your mouth is always moving, so I shouldn't know.
Cause if you're making 10 an hour, half a million is a lot. Just don't think you did it right. You blew it, blew it. You blew it, blew it. Six-figure number, but you said it's not enough. Why, you can say what you want about money, but that deal is tough. Because you know I'm all about Netflix. Now Netflix, no trouble. I'm all about Netflix. Now Netflix, no trouble. I'm all about Netflix. Now Netflix, no trouble. I'm all about Netflix. Now Netflix, flicks, flicks, flicks.
Wow. That's what I'm talking about, boy.
Wow. Megan Trainor.
Go
about
ahead, boy.
Wow. You asked me, and you said you'd play it again. So.
Coming up after the break, the butterfly is going to be in the building. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, he's here. Introduce Jay so Jay can introduce the butterfly, please.
Do you know the butterfly? Because I do. I really do know the butterfly. People ask me all the time, do you know the butterfly?
Eugene.
And I know him.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Stephen, Tommy, Shirley, Carla, Jr., Jay, Anthony Brown. Good morning.
Hey. Butterfly?
Hey, Eugene.
Yes, flutter. Stephen.
Could you speed it up so we could get it over with?
Steve,
his segment, you want him to speak?
That wasn't, what
I heard that.
Why are you so rude to me? What is that about? Why are you rude?
No, I'm just asking a question.
I'm asking you. Every time I come on this microphone, the first thing out of your mouth is something.
Wasting time. Can you or can't you?
No, I
can't. Okay, cool. Then go ahead.
Thank you.
It's just a question, Steve.
You know what? I'm speaking to everyone. Are you going to speak or not speak?
Yeah. Morning, butterfly. Flap on.
Hello, Junior.
I spoke, but I'll speak again.
Thank you, sir. You were rudely interrupted. Thank you.
Flutter.
Carla, good morning to you.
Good morning, Eugene.
Yeah, you're wasting time,
yeah,
man.
You have a lot of time
you didn't
doing
hear
this.
Me? Hey, yeah. Babe, what's up, butterfly?
We all here. We've been here since 6.
Why are you holding your chest?
You know what? That brings me to this.
What?
If you keep on... I'm a boycott this show and not come out here. And I mean that.
Not a good approach, Butterfly.
Well, when the research come out, you might not be on here no damn way, so.
What research?
Steve, be nice.
Who been researching me? My job is up for research. What is wrong? I'm asking a serious question, you as a boss. You have people researching my segment?
We do research on the show overall. Everybody's segment. Mm-hmm. Strawberry Letter, closing remarks, opening remarks, the
everything.
Hits, juniors, tell me something good, all
it's
that.
It's truth be told.
You don't even know the name of the segment. It's truth be told.
And yours don't have a name either.
It's Eugene. I'm just asking you. So what are the people saying about my part?
It's unpopular.
Steve, you can't crush him on like that. Don't
who
do that.
Said it was unpopular?
It's
insensitive.
Who said you're the one that's insensitive? Who's the one who
it's
said
it, you're insensitive?
No, I'm not. Who said
I've been insensitive to people tune in to hear
who
from
said
my
I was unpopular?
Wow. You're not popular.
Are they trying to remove my segment?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Well, when was you going to tell me? This just came out.
I just did.
This just came up in a conversation. This wasn't even.
It was appropriate time.
No, it wasn't.
He done wasted all his time. That's why people don't want this.
You've embarrassed him.
I ain't embarrassed him. I told him the truth.
So I'm not on here Monday? No, stop. Wait a minute, Carla. I'm not on here Monday?
Probably not.
Well, when do the research results come back?
They've been out.
So you read
I just been waiting on the right time to share it with you. And I felt like now was as good a time as any.
Oh,
so when did
God.
You read them?
All right, look, we got to get out of
about,
here.
About a week and a half ago.
Coming up after the break at...
you know who ain't 30, coming up.
34 after the hour, get ready for Jay. He's going to do it again. Murder another hit.
I'm going to whoop your ass.
See right there, once again. Gonna be hard to do that from your house.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, your friend Jay is here to murder another hit. Let's go.
All right, here we go. It's all going down at the J-Spot Comedy Club hosted by Shirley Strawberry. Woo! With Cheryl Underwood.
Underwood.
Tickets are about to be sold out.
Go on, Shirley. Really yes. Selling out up in here.
Sold out. Tonight, I'm in Baltimore, the Baltimore Comedy Factory. Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow.
Gone.
The song I have today.
Let's go. What is it, Jay? Have we heard it before?
You've never heard this.
Okay.
You've never heard this song. It's
never.
Brand new.
Oh, it's brand new? Okay.
This is so new.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about Monique. Hit it.
Because you know I'm all about Netflix, now Netflix, no trouble. I'm all about Netflix, now Netflix, no trouble. I'm all about Netflix, now Netflix, no trouble. I'm all about Netflix, now Netflix, flicks, flicks, flicks.
Yeah, we love you, Mo, and we ain't mad at you, but Netflix is not a mother. What we supposed to do? You up on YouTube trying to make your case.
Seems like every week you're making mean faces.
Netflix ain't being fair. It's time to make them stop. I was right there with you until you said boycott. Your mouth is always moving. Try shutting up.
Cause if you're making 10 an hour, half a million is a lot. Just don't think you did right. You blew it, six-figure number, but you said it's not enough. Why you can say what you want about money, but that deal is tough. Because you know I'm all about Netflix, now Netflix, no trouble. I'm all about Netflix, now Netflix, no trouble. I'm all about Netflix, now Netflix, no trouble. I'm all about Netflix, now Netflix, flicks, flicks, flicks.
Yeah, that's
love
how
it,
you
Jay.
Do it, boy. That's how you Netflix that thing, boy.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That's top of the charts right there, baby.
Oh, boy.
I think I'm going to get cursed out by Monique.
Yep. Another friend. Cross
let
off
me be
the
there.
List. Cross her off.
Please let me be there when she starts.
Cross her off the list. She's mad at everybody.
Only reason I'm letting you play it is because it's so current.
That's it.
That's it.
It's a hot topic.
It's a hot topic, yeah.
It's all you, man.
Yeah. Well, she made it a hot topic, not me. Yeah, she did. She made it a hot topic. She's dropping videos like every day, man.
Oh,
yeah,
calling for the boycott?
Yeah. No, well, she did one where she's standing in front of all of her,
trophies. Yeah.
All her trophies, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She got another one.
With her husband, right?
With her husband, right.
Mm-hmm.
And they're finishing each other's sentences, yeah, going back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what you do when you're married
yeah,
a lot of times.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do finish each other's sentences.
They got one coming out today.
Yeah.
They're going to be in front of the King statue in D.C.
MLK?
So is this like a tour? What are you saying?
Hey, honeys.
Hey, darlings. Yeah.
She says babies.
Yeah.
My babe, my love.
My love.
My loves.
Yeah, it's just the way just the way she did it, you know. It's just the way she did it.
But, I mean, I defend her right to do it.
I defend
she can do whatever
you got a right to do it.
Yeah.
You got a right to do it.
Absolutely.
But I just hate that she's burning so many bridges with so many people, you know.
I didn't make these many videos when I took my ignorant ass up there to see Trump.
You didn't make a video, period.
Somebody else did.
Because I was trying to let it die.
But it didn't.
It's alive.
It's alive.
Wow.
Okay.
She'll be fine. She'll be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Or she could do what...
You fight what you want to fight.
Or she could do what... Right. Yeah, mm-hmm. Wanda Sykes said she did, and she didn't like Netflix offer to her, so she took her offer to... she got an offer from Epix.
Yeah.
That's according to Wanda Sykes.
She moved on.
She moved on, yeah.
That's so, how that go.
Yeah.
We didn't boycott nothing, though, right?
Yeah, she can
Absolutely. All right, Nephew Tommy has a prank phone call coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's today's Strawberry Letter. You do not want to miss it, of course. But up next, Nephew Tommy is right here with today's prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
Side job cleaner.
Oh. Wait, say that again?
Cleaner. Side job cleaner.
Oh, every time you say side, it makes me nervous.
And you perk up for some reason, though.
No, it makes me nervous. That
for some reason, you perk up. I don't know why you do that.
No, I don't do that. Okay. I'm like,
man,
right?
You perk up. Every time I say side, you just...
side piece, and...
Okay.
You're married, and you know.
When I say side, you arch your back for some reason. Side job cleaner. That's it right there.
It's not what you think over here.
I didn't understand.
I know. What are you talking about?
She perks up for some reason. She just get all glowy.
Mm, that's what you see.
Who gets glowy, Tommy?
Charlie does. I don't get it.
Because I'm looking at you like.
I said side, and all of a sudden, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah, it's doing the side piece thing still.
I didn't do that. I said side job clean.
I know, but you started with side.
Okay.
And usually, for real?
And you,
usually it starts with right
these two for real.
Yeah.
I'm. It's not me. It's her.
No, it's you too.
Yeah.
I'm talking to Steve.
And don't sniff.
Once Carla come back, I'm talking to you.
Clap back.
Side job cleaner. Here it is.
Hardware store, this is Robbie. How can I help you?
Robbie, I'm trying to get a order in for some construction supplies I need to pick up.
That's fine. What's your company?
Roofing company.
Roofing company, okay. Have we done business with you before?
No, you haven't. This is my first time calling. I heard you guys were pretty good.
Appreciate the compliment.
Okay. I need to get this as soon as possible, man. Can I possibly pick up these supplies, like, in the next couple of hours?
Normally it don't work that fast. It's kind of a quick turnaround. We got a little bit of a backup, but I can do my best. It just depends on what you need.
Okay, here's what I need, man. I need 5 rolls of duct tape.
Okay, that's no problem. That's quick.
Okay, I need plastic, man. Listen, if you was going to wrap up something in plastic that's like about 6'2" in height and 200 pounds, how much plastic you think I would need to wrap that up in?
Okay, just a second. You're asking for plastic, like a roll of plastic?
I need to wrap up something that's 6'2" and like 210 pounds.
I probably would get about 3 yards, 4 yards of plastic.
Okay, I need to get that. Now, let me ask you this here. If you was going to try to put some cement on that to hold it down, how much cement do you think will hold that down?
I'm a little confused. You're running a roofing company, right?
Yeah, I'm a roofing company, but I'm doing a little side work for some friends of mine.
Oh, okay. I just got a little confused because you told me this is Tyler's Roofing Company. No problem. We've got cement. Wait a minute. You're trying to hold something down? I'm trying to hold something down.
So how many bags of cement do you think I need to hold down something that's 220 pounds?
Wow, I don't know, 8 bags?
8 bags.
8 bags, I would recommend at least.
Okay, give me 8 bags of cement. Now, this is something else I want to ask you. Do you have anything, any type of cleaner, man, that can get paint off the floor?
Yeah, we got industrial cleaners. I mean, all kinds of industrial cleaners that, you said paint? Is it paint or blood?
Paint.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I've got industrial cleaners of all kinds. I mean, do you have a preference?
No, just whatever you could throw in there. I need that. Now, let me ask you this here. Do you have anything that can, like, just kill a smell? You know what I'm saying? If you don't want something to smell, you got anything for that?
Wait a minute. Did something die in your place? Is this somebody, did you, Like, is there an animal or something you found? I mean, I'm kind of confused. You're talking about smell and cleaning up. Did you find some sort of animal on a construction site?
Hey, Robbie, listen, man, just take the order. That's all I need you to do, okay?
Okay, no, I'm sorry. I wasn't asking your business. I just was a little concerned. What are we getting? What are we cleaning up, and what are we, I mean, I guess, are we cleaning up a tile floor? Are we cleaning up carpet? I mean, what's the cleaner for? Where's the odor?
Okay, sir, all I'm asking you is, do you have something strong enough? Like, do you think ammonia can keep a smell down? What do I need to keep a smell down?
You're definitely going to need ammonia. I mean, you got to get something to just scrub that right down. Because I mean, wherever that scent is, if it's in the walls, you got fabrics in that place, I mean, wherever you got it, you're probably going to have a different type of deodorizer, something for the carpet, something for the walls. I mean, I guess I'm just kind of confused as to where the scent's coming from. And
right. Don't worry about all that, man. Hey, man, listen, just write down what the order is, okay?
I got it. I got the 5 rolls of duct tape. I got the 4 yards of plastic. I got the 8 bags of cement. I got the industrial cleaner. I got the ammonia. I'm typing it all in. I got your order.
Okay, let me ask you this here, man. Do y'all have any type of machete, anything that's real sharp that can cut?
What? Okay, hold on a second. Now you're completely off base. You do realize you call the hardware store, right?
I'm calling the hardware store because I need some supplies, man. I'm doing some job on the side. And I need some supplies.
Hey, I get that. You said that already. But what I'm confused about is now you're asking for a weapon. What would you use a machete for? I mean, you're talking about what? You're going to chop down some brush? I don't get it. What's the machete for?
Hey, man, listen. Your job is to take the order, man. That's your job, Robbie.
Don't tell me what my job is. I know what my job is. This is my store, man. Okay, I've been working here a lot longer than you even can imagine. And people don't call up asking for ammonia and cleaner and trying to get a smell out. I mean, I'm trying to figure out how best to help you. I'm sorry.
No,
but I'm trying to figure out.
What you're doing, Robbie, is you're being nosy. You're being nosy. All you got to do is fill the order and have it done in 2 hours when I get there. That's all you got to do.
I can't do that in 2 hours. I can't even. I'm we're backed up at this point. I'm not even sure I can get this done. Maybe tomorrow morning. Does tomorrow morning work for you?
No, man. I got to get rid of this body. I got to get rid of this package today.
Whoa! I need to call. Listen, I need to call the police, man. You just said body. Okay.
That right there. That's the problem. White people always want to call the police when it ain't got nothing to do with them. Listen. All you need to do is fill the order.
Okay. Listen, I need to tell you something, okay? And I don't know if you found a body. I don't know if you're responsible for the body. Either way, I don't want to be any part of this business, okay? I don't know what you're planning or where you're trying to bury this thing, but you're basically asking me to be an accomplice to something that's none of my business. Hey, I need your name right now, okay?
I'm not giving you my name.
You said
I told
you. Roofing. Hey, listen to me. You said you're calling from roofing company. Are you?
I'm not. Hey, man, let me tell you something. Why you white folks always trying to be authoritative like that? Why y'all always acting like white folks?
What the is your problem? It's not about white folks. It's not about purple, green, black, blue, whatever the It's not about white. It's about you asking for That sounds like you're trying to bury a body. Okay, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Are you and you're not What is your name? I need your name. I need your name right now.
Hey, man, well, first of all, you at work. You ain't supposed to be talking to me like this.
I don't care if I'm swearing at work. My coworkers, the people here, they all know who I am, and they know if I was talking to someone, some piece of you, then I'd be talking like this too. Okay? I'm gonna trace this call. You hear me? I'm gonna trace this call. I'm gonna get the cops on your and figure out who the you are.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Since you want to know who I am, do you know Marcus?
I know Marcus. I know Marcus. He works here. Man,
okay.
I know him.
Okay, Marcus. Is who got me to call you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Robbie, you just got pranked by your coworker, Marcus.
You have got to be kidding me. Son of Marcus, I see you over there. I see you, little I can't believe that. You son of a Marcus. Why don't you tell me this? Steve Harvey Morning Show.
He got you, baby. Hey, I got to ask you, Robbie, you got to tell me this, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
That's easy. It's Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Y'all ever had a job like that where you had to?
Nice lead in and then a twist.
Yeah. Like a mystery.
Y'all ain't never had to get rid of nothing. Ain't nobody.
A body.
That's like, hey, man, come out to the car and show you something that's a body. You know,
right.
ThomasMiles.com. You might not be used to hearing it, but there it is, ThomasMiles.com. Go to my website and leave me all the information. I can prank your people, your pastor, your daddy, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, whatever. We going to do it in 2018. Is this the wrong time to prank Monique right now? Is this
right? Coming up at the top of the hour, today's Strawberry Letter. We'll be back.
TheHerbs.com. That's the company, and that's the website. If you want to upgrade your New Year's resolution to a New Year's solution, go to TheHerbs.com and do the full body cleanse. The TheHerbs cleanse is no fad diet. It's been the number one selling cleanse online for over a decade, with over 4 million formulas sold. We've all done the cleanse. We love it, and we know you will lose weight and feel great. And right now, you're going to get a major discount at checkout with promo code Steve. TheHerbs.com, promo code Steve, or call 866-4-D-HERBS, 866-4-D-HERBS.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The Strawberry Letter is up next, and wait till you hear this letter. It is a good one, but first, Steve, President Donald Trump says he is willing, yes, he is willing to sit down with Special Counsel Robert Mueller and answer questions under oath about Russian interference in the 2016 election.
Sit down there if you want to. Sit down there if you want.
Mueller plans to question Trump in the next couple of weeks about why he fired National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and FBI Director James Comey. Trump says he's looking forward to speaking with Mueller, and his lawyers, Trump's lawyers, are working on setting some rules for his testimony, and you best believe they are, okay?
Maybe.
Yeah. Trump maintains there has been no collusion whatsoever. There has been no obstruction whatsoever, because that's another thing they're trying to charge him with, obstruction of justice. Speaking under oath means Trump would subject himself to a perjury charge if he lies, if any part of his testimony is later discovered to be untruthful, okay?
He's gone. He's gonna lie. That's all he does is lie.
That's he can't lie, though.
He
lie.
Yeah, he can't. If he talks, he lies. Yeah.
If he sits down with them, he can't win.
He's dead.
Because he's going to counter or contradict himself. He's going to. He does it every time he talks.
His lawyers will be able to be there with him, right?
I don't know. I don't know that that's the way it works. Mm. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. Well, we got to watch and see and wait and see, because he said,
But if his lawyers is there, you're going to hear shut the truck up a whole lot of times.
And what the?
A lot of covering that mic when they talk.
Man,
you're going to
hear a whole lot of that.
Yeah, a lot of that.
I can't answer that, yeah.
Or plead a fifth.
Yeah. He says he looks forward to it. Mm. Okay.
We shall see.
Wow. I mean, it's just never a dull day, you can say that.
Has anything positive happened in this last year since he's been in there?
Well, it depends on
who
you ask.
It's been a chaotic year for
him. Yeah, and it depends on who you ask. His followers.
Nothing for us.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to claim that employment is at an all-time 17-year low.
Thank you.
They're going to talk about the gross national product or whatever it is.
The GDP
is up.
Yeah,
it has grown quarterly. They're going to talk about the recent skyrocketing of the stock market. They're also talking about how there's 40% reduction in border crossings since he took office, and the Republicans are claiming that's because of his tough language. The former president of Mexico was on TV and said it's because Mexico has been increasingly fixing their economy bit by bit. And there's a few, it used to be a really disparaging amount of money that could be made in America versus Mexico. It's not anywhere near equal anymore still, but they've reduced it so less people are having to go. But they're taking claims for all of that, and they are mad at the Democrats and liberals and moderates for not mentioning any of what they claim are his accomplishments. That's the spin they have on it.
Quite a spin it is. Mm. The reality is something different.
Yeah.
He just needs to be told he's great every 30 seconds, and that's his problem.
And everything
and
will be all
no
right.
If no one tells him, he tells himself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what Trump's problem is. Yep. If no one tells him how great he is, he tells himself.
Mm-hmm. And he tell you.
And he tells you, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How great he is.
And Obama was just great. Everybody knew he was great.
Yeah.
And he didn't have to tell himself.
Mm-hmm. He knew it.
Yeah, he knew it.
All right, let's get to the letter, nephew.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
Subject, what's a girl to do living with a crazy uncle?
Join the club.
Hello, Steve, Shirley, Tommy, and Carla. I am a 23-year-old college student living with my uncle in South Carolina. He is providing for my room and board while I attend school, and I really appreciate him. I love my uncle dearly, but he is simply crazy and needs help. When I say crazy, I don't mean that literally. It's just that his thinking and mindset is a little warped, and he needs some assistance in getting in touch with reality, or maybe I just need your help, Steve, in cracking his code so that I can better understand where I fit. My uncle is 44 years old, very professional executive, and grandfather of two. He's very knowledgeable when it comes to his job, but when it comes to his thinking and personal life, it is a mess. For instance, he wants to date my girlfriends and other women who are either my age or old enough to be his daughter. It hurts me because I overhear them say things like, with his money, girl, he'd be a good sugar daddy, or how they would sleep with him just so that he could take care of their needs like hair, nails, clothes, etc., kids, and provide other monetary support. My cousin, his son, and I are also the same age, and he tries to push up on the female friends of my cousin's girlfriends as well. It has really become embarrassing for the both of us, so I don't know if my uncle is asking to be used, because when he meets a woman or sees someone he is interested in, he always asks me, how old do you think she is, for fear that she's over 30. He doesn't necessarily want any more kids, but always claims he wants to settle down. At my age, not many of us are looking to be a grandma, especially being a stepmother to someone our own age. If you meet someone your age that loves you for you, why does it matter how old they are? He never seems to be interested in women around his age or women with substance. He only seems to be attracted to needy young women or hoochies. He looks to them for love, but they only keep using and hurting him because he believes he is still a player at 44. He believes that it is okay to cheat in relationships and uses the excuse that, well, that's just the way I am. And it has always been that way. He has been hurt so many times and has hurt others too. I am frustrated trying to convince him to grow up, and he not taking me seriously. So, Stephen Shirley, please, can you help me out here? It hurts me to see him getting hurt, and it aggravates me to live with him expecting to come home and chill with an uncle because I miss being home with my dad, but instead he wants to hang out with me and my friend. Please help me to understand. Many thanks to you guys. I love your show and love you all. Boy, you know, we don't have a lot of time, but, you know, a 44-year-old man still trying to be a player. He's a grandfather. Turn in your player card. You are supposed to be an example to these young people, okay, to your niece and your son. You really, really are.
Yes.
And, you know, some people simply refuse to grow up. They don't want to act their age. So I know, Steve, you're going to crack the code. We've run out of time. We'll be back 12 minutes after this.
Let me explain something to you. I already know what's wrong.
I know. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, CNN's political commentator Van Jones will be our special guest. But right now, Steve, let's get to your response, your part two response to today's Strawberry Letter.
I can't read this whole letter because it's too long. Let's sum the letter up in this paragraph she wrote. My uncle is 44 years old. Mm-hmm. A very professional executive and grandfather of two. Mm. He's very knowledgeable when it comes to his job, but when it comes to his thinking and personal life, it is a mess. That's what this letter is about. This letter is about a 44-year-old man that only wants to date women his niece's age and wants to hang out with Denise and their friends when they come by. Let me help you understand something, young girl that wrote this letter in, want the cold crack of the cracker code.
You have heard this before, and now you live with him. Mm. Ain't no fool like an old fool. Let's start there. You living with an old fool. Now, this man got it together. Professionally, he is mature. He knows how to do his job. He gives out good advice. But here's his problem. He has never mentally matured, mentally, socially matured. See, there are a lot of men that could do their job. But when it comes to their home life, they've never mentally, socially matured. So what your uncle can't do is he don't know how to have an equal adult relationship with another equal. He don't know how to have this relationship. So to feed his male ego and his lack of wisdom and understanding socially, he gets these young girls. Mm-hmm. Why does an older man want a young girl? Why? Because, well, he gets to take his male ego and be dominating. Get to show you things you ain't seen before. Teach you things you don't know nothing about. Talk about stuff you ain't heard before. Have you always going, ooh, wow, I never thought of that. I never knew that. But your uncle is taking it a step further. He want to hang out with your friends. Now, you upset because you hear the girls talking about him. You hear stuff like they say, you know, with his money, girl, he be a good sugar daddy. Let's focus on the term sugar daddy.
Break it down, Steve.
Once a man is 40, I'm going to teach you something now, fellas, in case you don't know. Once you are 40, you are in sugar daddy range.
Hello. Hello.
See, let me help you understand. It's just some things men can't do at a certain age. Like if you're over 30 and you're cornrowing your hair, you have to stop. If you're over 30, see, you can cornrow your hair in your 20s. But once you're 30, you have to stop cornrowing your hair. I don't care how convenient it is, how cool it is you look. Mm-hmm. You know,
okay.
You can't cut your initials in your head once you over 25.
Thank you.
Everybody ought to know your name by now. Once you are 40, you are a sugar daddy. You in sugar daddy territory. See, fellas, listen to me. You've always had to pay for things your whole life. Let's admit this. When you have a relationship with a woman, you have to pay to be in that relationship. You have to buy some dinners. You got to wine and dine them. To eventually get what you want, you're going to have to pay for it. But see, when you 44 and you're trying to get somebody 21, 24, 20 years your junior, you're sugar daddying at that point. Listen to me. The girl in college, every college student I know needs something.
Of course.
Now, if you in the picture, guess who they gonna get it from? You.
Daddy.
You can call yourself dating them if you want to, but you're actually daddying them. You're not dating. It starts with a D, and the second letter is an A, but you're not you're daddying them. Daddy. You keep saying dating, but you're daddying them. And they know you the sugar daddy. Because they already know. We ain't going nowhere. Soon as I get this car, I'm going to drop this old fool. That's why your uncle keep getting hurt. But your uncle keep going back in.
For more.
Because he keep going back time and time again. They can't hurt him enough. Because guess what? He ain't out of money yet. What's going to happen to him is sugar daddy going to run up into Candy Girl. See, sugar daddy going to run into Candy Girl. And Candy Girl is going to be the girl that's going to have it all like Sugar Daddy want. And Candy Girl is going to start draining Sugar Daddy till he broke. He going to came down to the cash register. She going to mention trips.
Cha-ching.
He going to take his job vacation at the same time as spring break. He going to just make a damn fool out of himself.
Yeah, Daytona Beach, huh?
He going to wind up buying a Miata drop top. His fat behind can barely squeeze down in the car. Now, he riding in the car next to the girl, letting her drive, got his knees all up under his throat. He wheezing and about to choke to death, trying to ride in this drop top Miata to be sexy. She gonna take him on trips, wind him down. She gonna drain him dry. Then sugar daddy, your stupid uncle, is gonna realize I've been played all the way to the hilltop. When really he need to get a woman his own age, a grown woman that he can have a life with. But the problem is, see, you can't boss no grown woman around. See, you're going to have to compromise with her. See, with a young girl, you ain't got to compromise.
You just pay to play. See, I would be in the sugar daddy range. Instead, I have to support this family.
There you go.
But I'm still kind of sugar daddy, you know.
Sugar daddy-ish.
I'm sugar daddy-o. See, it's different. You want to be sugar daddy-o. You put a little bit more on it. What you don't want to be is sugar daddy, which starts once you lick a sugar daddy down till he get close to the stick. Mm-mm. You don't recognize it as a sugar daddy anymore.
Say
that
again.
It's just when you lick a sugar daddies come on a stick. Once you lick it down till it get close to the stick, it's just a sucker then.
You cold cracking today, boy.
Ooh, Steve.
You cold cracking. You hear me?
I done said it all.
All right, Steve, you know we got to get out of here. You can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley. Oh, coming up in about 10 minutes, we have a warning to you, J. Anthony Brown, okay? No. To you. Learn from Flava Flav's mistakes. Okay, whatever he did, we don't know, but he got attacked in a casino. We'll tell you about it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, CNN's Van Jones will be our special guest. We all love Mr. Van Jones. Yeah. But right now, Steve, you have told Jay, you have told him about going too far with those your mama jokes. You've told him. You don't even get involved.
No, he don't do them.
Nuh-uh, he doesn't.
No, he don't do them.
Yeah, check this out, though. Flava Flav was recently treated at a Las Vegas hospital after suffering some injuries due to a confrontation. Flav was at the South Point Casino when he got into an altercation with Ugundi Howard. Don't know who that is, but he got into an altercation with him.
Terrence Howard, bro.
He alleges that Flav disrespected his mother. Ugundi threw the first punch and could be seen standing over Flav, planting punches to his face. Wow. Casino security held Howard until the Vegas police arrived. We don't know how Flav disrespected Howard's mother. We just know that Ugundi said that Flava Flav disrespected his mama, so he just went in on Flav. So, Jay.
Yes, ma'am.
You see now that this could cause some problems.
I don't see what happened
to Flav.
Just George Wallace's mama. That's the only mama I...
Did he have a clock on during the fight?
Yeah, I bet he knew what time it was.
He always has a clock on.
I heard the clock was not destroyed in the fight.
He
got
right
clock.
Right when that guy hit him, man.
He got clock.
He never goes anywhere without the clock.
Yeah, boy.
I got my ass whooped at 12:39.
So, Jay, don't think for one
Most
second that...
Most of the treatments, though, in emergency... Uh-huh. Was for chokes. you got that clock on.
They choking with the clock.
Yeah, sometimes the mama jokes do go too far. Yeah. But Flav learned his lesson.
We have a lot of CC injuries going on right now. What's that, sir? That's clock choking.
George, you know,
can we expect you and George to get into it?
Oh, no, they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop. Okay. I'm not going to stop talking about George Wallace's mama. No.
See, this is how they fight. It ain't even good to watch a fight with people.
Well, you know, just Steve, like this. What, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up.
Wait. Uh-huh. Okay.
And I'm going to send her a special gift.
Who?
One of those wall shavers, you know, wall that make the shavers. You know the machine?
Yeah.
For her back. Because her back is real hairy. Very hairy.
His mama back hairy?
Like a wildebeest. Oh, my God.
Steve. Say something to him.
No. That's him and George. I ain't
this is how Flavor
like,
got his ass.
Oh, George, right George, here. Right
or
here.
Eddie Brown
right.
like that. You're not saying nothing about
And the
George.
Only way you can bust bumps on her back is with vice grips. Oh, my God.
Tighten it.
This ain't right, man.
It is not.
This ain't right.
He
go too far. He plays too much.
Lock it. You know, I have to set it.
Stay out of that, Junior.
And then lock it.
Junior. Stay out of
that. I'm sorry. I'm
telling you. George Wallace, he you talking about, then he going to attack yours. You ain't going to like it.
I'm not going to do it.
I'm telling you. It ain't going to be good, man.
Leave that alone.
Because you're going to get ate alive messing with George up in your
mama.
I'm
not going to talk about George mama.
I ain't going to stop talking about Miss Wallace. I'm not going to stop talking about the lady.
But
beautiful lady, if you like a mustache. A mustache. If you're turned on by a mustache, she's a beautiful person.
This ain't right, man.
It is so wrong. It is so wrong.
And If you like mutton chops, she's got them.
I do not like you right now, Jay.
Hey, we thought the Flavor Flav story would help you.
Help, yeah.
Nah,
back off.
You're wrong. You're wrong.
Well, if you say something about that African boy, mama's going
to I'm not saying about that African boy.
Ugandi Howard. In Vegas, though.
Yeah, Ugandi ain't playing with it, no.
Knock the plants out of Flavor Flav head. They didn't even recognize he had a perm.
There's some people you can't do.
No, some people don't play that right. You can't.
You cannot do it. I'm one of them. So let's just, you know, we cool.
Yeah.
But we almost got into it, man, in Detroit at that skating rink. Remember we used to go up there and
I was
yes, we remember. Yes. Yes.
Skateboard. We used to go to this skate world out in Detroit.
Yep.
When we first got the radio show, because we was in four cities. Detroit was a big market, man. And I'm walking through the crowd, man, and just messing with people, man, having a good time. We laughing. And a dude called me, and obviously I ain't hearing. Oh, man, blank you and your F blanking mama. Oh,
man.
So I don't know what it, so I was walking, so I kind of heard it. And then he said it again.
Oh, you spun.
So I spun.
Yeah, yeah. We were there, Carla, remember?
We were there.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Pull
I
you.
Said, who are you talking to? I'm talking about you and your blankety blank mama. That was it, man. I went in. It was so many people trying to hold me, man.
Yeah,
dog,
Jay,
I was trying to get loose.
Back then, he didn't have, you know, all the TV shows. And
I wouldn't have gave a damn, Shirley.
He didn't have all that.
Dog,
so.
I could do it this weekend. Let me explain something to you. Illos Vera Harvey is off limits.
Yeah.
You've never, in my whole life, you can't talk about her. I ain't never played it, man. You say something about my mama, I came for you. Mm-hmm. You know how many fights I done been in about my mama, dog? And to this day,
Jay.
At 61, if you say something about Illos Vera Harvey, I want you to understand, I'm going to try to do something to you.
Junior, I wasn't there.
No, Tommy wasn't there.
I would have swung immediately.
George is older than 61.
But
George was at the first supper. He did jokes. The first supper, not the last supper.
Junior, we had to take our skates off, and they was like, take your skates off, let's go. I can't go.
Glad the nephew wasn't there. You better be glad, Bobby.
Oh, man.
I mean, dog, I got serious with this cat.
Yeah, he's much better now.
Oh, man, so you going to trip just because I said something about you? You know, when they got us all separated, because I tried to get at him, dog. Them people was holding me. Steve was a lady. I didn't even know. Steve, please. Please, D, don't lower yourself to his level. I'm down here. I'm down here.
All right. As promised, CNN's political commentator Van Jones will be our special guest at the top of the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, everybody. Hey, listen, welcome back to the ride. As promised, I told you we're going to have a great guest on the show. Our special guest is a news contributor. He's an author, he's an attorney, and he hosts the best show on TV, The Messy Truth, with Van Jones on CNN. And he has an all-new show on CNN that's going to air twice monthly. Mm-hmm. It's simply The Van Jones Show.
Yes, sir.
And it premieres this Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And he's here to tell us about the new show. Please welcome to the show my man, Mr. Van Jones.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Glad to be back.
I want them glasses.
Hey, man, before we start, let me say, man.
Yes, sir.
I can't tell you how much I appreciate you and you speaking the truth and you being a voice for us. I mean, you speak
trying to.
So, no, man. You're not
somebody
trying.
Somebody got to tell the truth these days. It's rough
bruh.
Out there.
Bruh. You're getting it done. I love you at most when you're in a debating situation. Like Don Lemon, I have you on with somebody on the other side. What makes you so effective to me is you let the people talk, but your counter be so wicked, I be going, shut it down.
Oh.
And then when they respond, man, they just, it's amazing
they
how they can
back.
Spin all this stuff. I just wanted to say thank you for that, man.
Well, look, I appreciate it. And, you know, I've been on CNN for about 5 years. And, you know, Roland Martin was there when I first got there. Soledad O'Brien, I had a lot of brothers and sisters kind of show me how to do it and how to hang in there and not lose your mind and not lose your cool. Because our people just want somebody to just tell the truth. We don't have to interrupt and scream and yell and holler. Just, Now, when you get finished, you're still wrong, and here's why. And so I just try to bring it that way.
Yeah. Well, man, that's going to be good. Hey, man, now you got the new show coming on. It's called The Van Jones Show.
Yes,
and
sir.
I guess it's going to continue to build on the success of The Messy Truth. You're going to feature political and cultural guests, and you're going to highlight your unique take on the administration. So tell us about the new show, Van.
Well, look, I'm excited about the show because I feel like, you know, during the week it's just so crazy and, you know, every 10 minutes it's another tweet, some other nonsense, and people just can't keep up. I want to have a show at the end of the week. It's a Saturday show. Give us a chance to reflect a little bit. I'm not just bringing political leaders on as well. I'm bringing on pop, you know, figures. You know, Jay-Z is my first guest.
Yeah, man.
You know,
yes.
And because, you know, when Trump came on the scene, pop culture took over politics. But now politics is taking over pop culture. All these, you know, sports figures have a lot to say. I want to bring them on CNN, give them an opportunity to speak out and be heard. I'm also going out into the country. I'm talking to everybody, left, right, blue states, red states, every kind of human being, and let people speak for themselves. We talk about people all too often, but sometimes we can let people talk for themselves. So I think the show is going to be very refreshing because it's going to be a lot of grassroots voices you don't hear that much in cable news. Some pop stars and people who have something meaningful to say, you don't hear from that much. And also just some perspective. You know, we can't let this period drive us crazy and just turn us into like babbling idiots. Just because the guy in the White House has ADD and is crazy, we don't have to be that way.
Yeah. You know what, Van, you said something. You said, during the week is sort of crazy, man. You wanted to take it and allow some people to talk. But let me ask you this, man. Have you ever seen the divisiveness that's in the country now?
No, I haven't. And, you know, I think it's really, really important for us to realize, you know, this year we finally get a chance to vote again. You know, this is the year, you know, last time I think we kind of sat back. We, you know, when Obama was running 2008, folks worked hard. 2012, folks worked hard. People went to different states. People did phone banks. People were, I think last time we just kind of took this dude as a joke. So we finally now get a chance to show what we can do. When we all come together, it's hard to beat us. But, you know, he's trying to keep us divided, keep us distracted. My show is going to be a place where people who really want to have an intelligent conversation, a positive conversation, but a serious conversation can come.
Wow.
You know, we know that this is not how things are supposed to be, but we didn't come as strong as we were supposed to. But you're not crazy. This is some crazy mess we've never seen before.
We need medicine for it.
Okay, last question, I'm going to let you go, man, because we are going to tune in for the show, and I'm going to give it another plug. But let me ask you this, man. When I watch CNN, it is amazing. I'm telling you, man, the biggest news story can be DACA.
Mm-hmm.
Fox won't mention it.
The biggest
news story can be that he made the S-hole comment. Fox won't mention it.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do, it'll be some people come on there saying he didn't mean it that way. I'm watching this, man, and I don't even know what to say, man.
Yeah.
When you hear people say this, this is what amazes me. I'm not surprised that he said that. I don't get that, because I got to tell you, man, I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Damn near every time old boy opened his mouth. I'm really stunned, man.
But it's good, though, because, you know, we shouldn't adapt to absurdity. I mean, just because something is absurd, you know, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Thank you.
And Friday, then it's still absurd on Friday.
Okay, come on. Thank you.
So, you know, we shouldn't adapt to absurd stuff. I think it's important. I think, you know, we're living almost in the tale of two countries. If you watch one station, it's just, the stock market is good and the tax cut's coming and blah, 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 and that's the only thing they want to talk about, you know. But, you know, other places really are concerned about, hey, your economy can come up and your society can come apart at the same time. So just because the stock market is doing well doesn't mean America's doing well. We're more than just a stock market. And so, you know, trying to handle and contain and, you know, all these different factors is a challenge for us now, and that's why I'm glad to have my own show so I can try to get into it a little bit at a deeper level. And I don't have to just be in this fist fight, food fight every day, every second of every day about the tweets as they come.
Well, it's this Saturday, everybody, at 7 p.m. on CNN. And just to let you all know, tune in this Saturday. Let's make it a big hit, everybody, because iconic star Jay-Z, pop culture phenom, will be his first guest. This ought to be good. So this Saturday night on CNN, everybody, at 7 p.m. Eastern.
If you out partying, set your DVR. Watch it the next morning. It's going to be good. Yeah.
Hey, Van, good luck to you, man. Thank you very much, brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on.
All right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Great interview, Steve. And we will be watching Van's show tomorrow night. It's called The Van Jones Show tomorrow night on CNN. All right. Countdown is on for the big game, the Eagles versus the Patriots. Now, here's some of the Super Bowl 52's prop bets, okay? Last year, over $4.7 billion was gambled on the Super Bowl, with that number expected to increase this year. It's going to go up. So, of course, some of that money will be wagered on this year's prop bets, which includes the color of Bill Belichick's hoodie.
What?
People bet on that. Yes, they do.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Who cares?
I don't know. The company that airs the first commercial, who's that going to be? Out the gate. Uh-huh. Total number of Donald Trump tweets during the game. Probably be a lot of those. Mm-hmm. Over and under 2.5 tweets. Total
I don't
number.
Think he's a big football fan, though. He's a golfer.
I thought I he was a football, a good big football fan. Didn't he try to buy a
he
team
tried to
at
buy
one time?
It, yeah. He's,
yeah.
He's a fan.
Yeah.
He's a football fan.
That don't make you a fan.
That's
though.
Business.
No, I mean, he wanted to buy one, yeah. But he does tweet.
Rush Limbaugh. Tried to buy a team. Mm-hmm. They shut down.
So. In between big games.
Who was that league that Trump started back in the day? The NFL, the football league. What was it called?
Was it the World Football League?
Something like that.
WFL.
What was it?
I had the Stallions in it, the Birmingham Stallions.
Yeah. Herschel Walker was
USFL. Yeah.
I'm looking into a lingerie team. That seems to be very.
Your marriage is in so much trouble.
Is it true, Vince?
Write that down for the mentoring meeting, Steve. Write that down.
He tried extreme football.
Yeah, extreme football.
It's not
going
to work.
They're never going to meet, Carla.
The list is long.
It's a fallacy.
Because listen to what he's doing. I keep telling
what's
you,
wrong with a lingerie
team?
What is wrong with that?
Steve
doesn't
have time.
I'm not rich to nobody doing that.
I got about 12 sets of panties, and I got a team. What are we talking
you
about?
You ain't
Steve,
got money
what?
For.
Do you have 12 sets of panties just sitting around?
For a lingerie team? I'll buy that. What is wrong?
Steve doesn't have time for this.
You ain't got money for a new car. What is you talking about buying a damn team for?
Let's
do your background check and find out what you done bought with your money.
Man. You
all these damn used ass Maseratis and ghosts and races. Damn, now he looking at a Phantom.
No, I'm not looking at a Phantom. I'm looking at a lingerie team.
Hey, so, man, you want to buy my old Rolls?
Uh-uh. It's what here?
Is
it here?
Is
it here in L.A.?
Yes, his life is here.
Here. What that got to do with it? Okay. It got transport trucks.
All right, I'm not paying for shipping. That's what I'm saying.
Ooh. You wonder why I look at
anybody
you crazy when
you
say
for
things.
Shipping, man. No.
Okay. How much you want for a car?
100.
How many?
You want 100?
What year is that?
It don't
that's
matter
good.
The year, man. It's the
that's
body
good,
style.
Actually.
It don't matter the year. They all look the same.
Tommy, he want 100.
My car ain't got 10,000 miles on it.
It ain't got 10,000 miles.
I'm extended.
I actually might take
no, just a regular one. Yeah, Phantom.
Yeah,
but if you take it, don't be going to him if something goes wrong or anything. You know.
Say, man, the cigarette lighter.
Yeah, don't be doing that. I hate
all
that.
Sales are final.
I hate sales that. Oh
final
my
sale.
God. Yeah, take it. It's yours. Don't call me about anything.
He only won 100 for a time.
Say, man, it used to be two umbrellas and it's only
I
one.
Might,
you
I
know
might go
right.
more.
I buy.
Hey, Jay, we're not finna go here and have a dog on
you
auction.
Said you didn't want it. You
I
said,
just
no.
said you ain't want it.
Jay, you didn't have a Rolls
I didn't say
Royce
that. I said, that. I said that sound like a
I'm,
good
I'm
good
about
deal.
To have a Rolls Royce life now, though.
It's pretty. Got that second year pick up.
All right, listen.
I'm going to buy it.
Coming up, the dog flu is spreading. Pet owners beware. We'll talk about that when we come back at 33 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Carla, Steve, you guys are dog owners, dog lovers.
Yes.
There's a recent outbreak on the dog flu, okay? I didn't even know there was such a thing. Puppies across the United States have literally been getting sick as a dog. I mean, literally getting sick as a dog due to canine flu this past year. In the past 45 days, more than 100 dogs have tested positive for the virus, including 72 in California alone.
Well, when you lick your own, okay, you bound to catch some.
I didn't know licking yourself. What you expect?
I'm
surprised they don't. I'm surprised they don't have STD.
You're laying in the middle of the street licking yourself.
That's how they greet each other.
I didn't go to college. I went to trade school. But if you have a habit of constantly licking yourself.
Ew. Why do you have to say it like
got
that?
Got your mouth all around somebody else's tail.
Your own tail. And you'll smell somebody else's butt. You're bound to get something.
That's their thing. That's what animals do.
Yeah,
that's
well,
what
they need to
we
stop
don't
that.
Do it.
Chew on.
Well, if they got something, you're going to get it right away. Because their contact point is close.
There are cases in Georgia and the southeast parts of the country, too. Yeah, but here's some good news, though. I do have good news for the dog lovers out there. The dogs can get vaccinated, okay?
Oh, good.
Yeah.
They can?
Just like humans. Yeah, they can. They can get shots. They can get shots, yeah.
For the flu.
Dogs with the flu have the same symptoms as humans, coughing, sneezing, runny nose, and eyes. They have the same symptoms.
I don't see none of that.
Yeah. And they can spread the flu to other dogs or cats by barking. But they can't split. This is, in case you're wondering, they cannot spread it to humans.
Okay, because I can tell you right now, that's to be out of here.
So take.
It's to be down at a shelter Friday.
Just take care of your pets.
It's going to be in a coffin. I can catch you. Yeah, it's going to be in a shelter with some pressure on you.
Trust me. Tell you that right now. You want to go? Do you want to go home?
Oh, no.
Would you like to go
I know
home?
I hate you,
know,
Jay.
You're jumping up and down like you want to go home. But guess what? You ain't going.
If I was a dog, I...
Hey, man, you a dirty... Dog, I pee on you. I can't. Here come this black. Here come this black dude right here. This ball here. Watch his hip. He gonna start. I'm gonna raise my leg. I'm gonna pee hard as I can right in his mouth while he up against the cage. I mean, you wanna go?
You wanna go?
You want some of this pee in your mouth?
So nasty.
I know you do.
I know you want to go home. What's your name, Scooter? All right, Scooter. Guess what? You're not going.
That's beyond nasty.
Because you have the flu? That's so ugly, Jay. Poor dog.
So mean.
I know, poor doggy. So is there anything you can do to prevent? Take him to the vet and get some meds
I'm gonna
or something.
Yeah, I'm going to take her to the vet. Okay. I don't want my baby to get sick.
You're going to take your dog to the vet to do what?
For prevention.
To get a vaccination or for her to get checked out to make sure
they
have
a vaccination?
Yeah, I just said that. Yeah, they can be vaccinated. Yeah.
You should do the same.
Well, all right. We're just going to leave it right there. We're just going to leave it right there and come back to close out this ignorant show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go. The end of the show. We've made it. Last break of the day. What a day it has been, too. As mentioned, Steve has brought his closing remarks back. We love to hear your inspirational closing remarks, Steve, your motivational closing remarks. And I'm
I got
sure
one
you have
for
some
you
great
today.
Ones for us today.
I got one for you today. I think it's important that everybody really, really up your expectations in 2018. I mean, really, really focus on upping your expectations for 2018. This year, really put a positive twist on your life. You can do that, man. You can up your expectations. You have a say-so in your outcome. But you have to adjust the attitude. You've got to think positive. You've got to focus on the positive things that's happening in your life. You have to take inventory constantly of everything that's going right in your life. Stop focusing on the negative. Everybody got something wrong. There's not a person living that ain't got something wrong. So what? Yeah, you got something wrong. Yeah, you're not where you want to be. But guess what? You can be on your way. And that's the thing that people lose focus of sometimes. They get so caught up into where they are now that they lose focus on the where they could be going, where you're headed, where you're at now. Let me explain something to you about right now. Right now is a very fleeting moment. Because let's say you're talking about something now. Do you know in just 60 seconds is now a part of the past? It doesn't matter where you are. It's where you're going. Don't get stuck in where you are. Somebody sent me a plaque one time, and I keep it on my desk in Atlanta. And I was going through a real, real, real dark period in my life. And he's a friend of mine, and he knew it. He's an accountant. As a matter of fact, it was Roger Salter that owns Sanmar Financial up in Chicago. And he knew I was going through a dark, dark period in my life. And he sent me a plaque. And I keep it on my desk. And the plaque said, when you're going through hell, just keep going. And that registered with me. Because why would you be going through hell and stop there? So you're just going to put it on park in the middle of hell? Or does it make sense to keep going? Because it just ties into what I'm telling you. It doesn't matter where you are. It's where you're going. You've got to get your focus on 2018 to move in the right direction. I'm going to give you this scripture again in case all of you. It's something I read all the time. It's Ephesians 3:20. And I read it every day. You know, I memorize it. But it says, God will do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I ask or think because I honor him. His blessings will chase me down and overtake me. I will be in the right place at the right time. People will go out of their way to be good to me. I am surrounded by God's favor. This is my declaration. If you read this every day and you implement this, once again, it's Ephesians 3:20. Now, I got the, you know, Bible with the four different translations in it so I can understand what I'm saying. So this is not the King James Version I gave you. It's a translation of what it actually means. But memorizing the scripture for how what it means is what you need. You don't got to go word for word. You need to get the meaning of it. Don't trip on that other part right there. But if you incorporate this in your life on a day-to-day, you'd be amazed what can happen to you. You all can put your life into the realm of expectation. I expect good things to happen to me. Even when something bad happens to me, I still look for something good to happen to me, and it always does. I don't care what mistake I've made. God has always gotten me through it, and he's done the exact same thing for you. He's always gotten you through it. Just look at your life. All that stuff you thought you wasn't going to make it through, he got you, man. He pulled you through it somehow. All them days you didn't think you was going to make it. You remember where you was, and then look at where you at now. Now, if you think that you're in a worse place now than you were in your past, why don't you get back to that? Expect something good to happen to you. Live a life filled with positive expectations. Do not bury yourself by going through hell and then staying there. Some people cannot get out of their misery because they won't quit acknowledging the misery. Look, if the Bible says a man is as he thinketh, and all you ever think is, oh, woe is me, then guess what? Oh, woe is me. But if you look for the upside, the bright side, if you look for and live a life of expectation that there's some good out there for you, then good comes your way. That's the way it is. That's not a theory of mine. That's a promise of God. I ain't up in here spewing nothing I think. I done seen this stuff work for me. You know how many public mistakes I've made? Y'all been watching me. y'all that's been fans of mine for years, you all have seen the evolution of me. Now, he ain't through with me yet, but you've seen me back when I was this, when I was that, when I made that mistake, when I made this mistake. But you know what? I never allowed the mistakes to bury me or define me. I expected something good to happen. And guess what? I've recovered from them all. He's pulled me through them all. He'll do the same thing for you. Ephesians 3:20. Start reading it every day, man, and live your life in a positive expectation. That'll help you.
Yes, sir.
You better say that.
Man.
I just did.
Follow us on SteveHarveyFM.com, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We love you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.